to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear daddy. Happy birthday to you. Scooby babo doo bing. Yeah. Someone's birthday. It's my dad's birthday. Yeah. He's, I'm going to have to go right there. I'm going to go and work it out. He's 78, my dad is. Yeah, he's a legend. But I haven't seen him for a bit for one reason or another. So I'm hoping that this might get to him and I'll have to not make it too long because I think he's kind of losing his hearing and stuff. So I don't know. I don't even know if he'll be able to listen to it. So maybe just have to get the sentiment. But yeah, it's his birthday, 6th of June. And so I thought I'd just sort of talk about my dad a little bit and play a few little things that will be an aid to my memory of him. So that one's done. This, Sing Something Simple. Or as my dad used to call it, Sing Something Sloppy. Because I think he tried to sort of make it trendy for us and in the hope that we'd listen. Anyway, I'm going to let you listen because if I suffer it, then so should you.
We invite you to Sing Something Simple, a selection of songs, old and new, sung by the Cliff Adams Singers, accompanied by Jack Emblow.
We'll sing something simple.
Oh my goodness, it even sounds like the old radio. Someone's taken this straight from the radio, haven't they? Back in 1989 or whatever. No, was it 1989? Wait. Yeah, I think so. 30th of April 1989, it says here. So typically, 4 o'clock would come and Radio 2 had all this stuff on the Sunday then. It would never do it now, would it? I wouldn't have thought. And my dad would be like, we'd have a huge dinner at home. I'm going to try and just share a few memories of my dad. And he's still here. So, you know, he's not, you know, yeah. So basically, we'd have a huge dinner at home. Mum would do like a huge roast and then sort of rice pudding. You know, that's really thick rice pudding with the skin on it and all that, you know. And then about, an hour or two later, my dad would go, come on then, son, we're going out. And we go, oh, yeah, right then. And he'd say, oh, we'll have a wobble up the Lickies, or you know, it's a local beauty spot, or Clent. Clent was the one. There's a place called Clent Hills, and it has had a tea room. So we'd have a wobble, as my dad would call it, which is just a little walk, really, to say that we'd had a walk. And then we would we'd end up in this tea room. And they did cream scones that he homemade, the guy did, and then jam sponge. And we used to have, we might as well have both. So we'd have these cream scones, you know, jam and cream scones, and of course you put the cream on, the jam on first and then the cream. There's no other way to do it, I don't think. We'd have that and then copious amounts of cups of tea. I hold the record in the family, I think, for the most cups of tea. 15 cups of tea I drank once. I'm quite proud of myself. I don't know how we ever got that. It must have been a huge teapot. Anyway, that was what we said. And so on the way there, my dad would just take detour after detour after detour. So, you know, this would be on and it'd be like half an hour or so. I've got an hour of this, so, you know, we've got plenty to be going on with. Sing Something Simple and the Cliff Adams Singers and all that. And then my dad would be like, I'd be sitting there with a frown on my face. Don't you know that? Don't you know that song? Like that. That's my dad. And want to say something else. My dad is my real dad in every sense of the word, as is my mom, as are my foster family. You know, they fostered me when I was seven. And you know, brought me up as their own and called me their own and referred to me as son and all that. And so that's what really makes this special for me, you know. So imagine us now, you know, like me, my dad sort of, you know, he wasn't not a singer. He never tried to sing or anything like that, but he just used to listen to this stuff. Hang on, I'm listening to that. Oh, don't you know it? I was like, no, Dad, I don't know what it is. Some bloke playing an accordion and doing some skiffle sounding funky thing from the 1950s. And that would be that. We, you know, but still. And I have these memories of going in the car, you know, and we'd have the windows down, and or if you didn't know, if it was winter, usually we'd have some kind of breeze in the car, you know, and maybe one of the dogs with us or something like that, listening to this as we went down. And so I have another little memory. Let's fade him out and fade this one in, because this will really kind of give me a sense of that kind of breeze coming through the window or the vent, you know, the heating vent. But it's a bit of classical music that I would never have been into if it wasn't for my dad. And so in the summer, it wasn't unheard of to, you know, get something to eat somewhere, like one of our little, you know, tea things. Or we'd just drive for miles. I remember Dad, it could be 9 o'clock and some nights in the summer, and either we hadn't got school or, you know, that kind of thing. And it'd be a Sunday night, and my dad would just... Suddenly we was in... Oh, where are we, Dad? Oh, we're going towards Ludlow. I mean, Ludlow was like 40 miles away from where we lived, you know, that kind of thing. Or we'd be going to Bewdley, sort of in Worcestershire, or some, you know, somewhere by a river or something. And if it wasn't, you know, tea and cream teas and whatever, it would be, you know, fishing, like some chips, and just sit by the river with the chips. And my dad was just really gave me a sense of like the... I think the valuable things in life, you know, conversation, a bit of knowledge. I mean, he did tease. He was very much a tease, you know, and sort of, oh, don't you know this and don't you know that? But yeah, and often I did, which would kind of surprise him. And I can't really think. I mean, there's so many things I could say here, but I'm going to keep it short. Although there was something that my dad did say to me, how much have I got of this? Oh, 40 seconds. So I will put a bit of Sing Something Simple back on. And then I'm going to find out the thing from Messenger. My dad was in many ways a man of words, or is, you know, but probably often on the trivial side, you know, and you sort of think, and having silly arguments about stuff and just his funny ways, you know, that are really funny. They are funny, you know. What can I think of? Just that whole thing about, oh, don't you know this? And the one thing he used to do was call me. So he'd call me, like, he'd know roughly what time I was going to get home from work. And you could hear him shouting me down the road. It'd be like, Paul! At the top of his voice. And I almost could hear him three houses away. And of course I go in and go, what? Because our house is a very loud house, you know, very loud family, because there's so many of us. My dad and mum and dad had 4 children of their own, and then they fostered over the years probably over 30 children, some permanently like myself and others temporary, and some adopted as well. So, you know, our immediate family is probably more like, 10 or 12 people, because they just, fostered loads and stuff like that. So, he would call me at the top of his voice and I'd come in, and it would just be that, because I was tall and lanky, and I still am tall, obviously, not so lanky now. But then he, and it was just so that, I wanted to reach such and such off the top of the wardrobe for me and stuff. And he just used to do it to wind us up, I'm sure. But when I was, when I got to 50 in 2017, 2017, I'm just looking, 12th December 2017, my brother, David, and again, you know, he's my... Well, I'm fostered to their family, but I still say brother and all that. So you will get confused on Facebook from time to time because I'm in touch with my remaining natural brother as well, Peter, which is good. And we'll do something on that perhaps as well and talk a bit about that side of things. Nothing too heavy though, which will be good. And my dad wrote this. Well, he gave it to David to write down as a message to me, and so that I could access it, because he knew it wouldn't have been able to read like his handwriting, I guess, and things like that. Anyway, I'll see if I can do it justice. So my brother says, "Hi Paul, Dad popped round and left this message for you. I think he called at work on Monday to leave it for you, but forgot that you wouldn't be there." And then it says, "To Paul Martin Hopkins, for 40 years plus ago, you became one of my sons and was accepted into our family and by your brothers and sisters as one of the Hopkins clan. In the years that have passed, we have been blessed with your company and we all think highly of the way you have become to be a worthwhile person. I am extremely proud of your achievements and the compassionate way in which you conduct your life. My mum and dad would have been equally proud." And then there's a bit more. "Your belief in the Holy Trinity has given you these qualities and has set you up to a good example to the people who are the worst position, both mentally and physically, than you were. You have been blessed with these qualities, Paul. And through the belief in our Lord Jesus Christ, may you continue for the rest of your life in the way that the Lord has paved the way forward for you. God bless you, Paul, and may his light continue to shine on you and give you the courage to live the way that has been set forth for you. The spirit of my mom still lives within me, Paul, and they know what you're about. Happy birthday from the old man, Paul, and love from Dad Hopkins." I mean, that's incredible. And my dad said that, and he, I guess, was in a position to know, you know. He brought me up, and him and mom, so I think I'm saying happy birthday to my dad, and thank you to my mom and dad, and thank you to my family who love me and call me their own, and who I love and call them my own. Yeah, I think that will do. And it's sincerely meant on both sides. So thank you for joining me on my little reminiscy kind of audio mo, and keep on audioing. We'll speak to you soon, and if in doubt, sing something simple.